wedding season.
Oh, everyone.
Everybody's getting married. It's B96, it's Moog and Carla Mornings, and we're going to play a little game we're going to call the Wedding Omen Game. And that is, you tell us something that went down at a wedding. You tell us the story of a wedding, and then we have to guess whether or not that couple made it, if they're still together.
Because sometimes people think that bad stuff happened at weddings and it's a coincidence. Others think it's an omen and a sign.
Yeah. So this is an interesting wedding that I went to several years ago now, probably 6 or 7 years ago.
Sorry.
So it was, I was told, look, we got to wear all black for this wedding. And I was like, oh, I was going to wear like a black suit anyway, but it was like, no, black shirt, black tie, everything black.
Ooh,
and I
okay.
went black on black on black. That's
classic
sleek.
Chic.
So I get there, and this is not a regular wedding. This is a goth wedding. And so they went all in. So the bride was wearing an all-black dress.
Ooh.
Had a black veil.
Ooh, it's giving funeral. It's giving funeral.
Yeah, it very much was giving funeral, except that it was a wedding. They had a black cake. A black wedding cake.
Okay.
On it, it had like some sort of demonic looking thing, which I thought, that's a weird omen.
Okay.
It was like this reddish skull thing.
Oh, like the death of their marriage.
Yeah. The first dance was like some metal, like song.
Okay.
And I was like, this is fascinating. And it really was a cool wedding.
Right. Like, no judgment. Not for me.
Yeah,
but I'm seeing
sure,
their vision.
Yeah.
I'm seeing their vision.
They said, we're going to have a wedding that you have never been to before,
mm-hmm.
and you'll never go to again. And they were right. I'd never seen anything like that. Based on that, do you think that couple made it, or did they not? Are they still married, Carla?
Is the omen of that, it was the skull cake, right?
The skull cake.
That's what
the skull cake, and just taking the sort of demonic approach to getting married.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and say that they're still married because he had to go along with all those ideas, and so did she.
Mm-hmm.
So they must have a lot in common.
So, did that couple make it? They had their goth wedding with a demonic cake. They did not.
Oh, no.
6 weeks later, she put a post on Facebook and said, me and blank are no longer together. Please respect my privacy. I do not want to answer any questions about it.
Weeks?
Yes.
What is that, like a month and a half?
Yeah, 6 weeks. And the rumor was that he had like a whole other family. Yeah.
No wonder he was like, let's not do it in the church. Let's not have you wear white. Let's just have a themed party for our wedding.
They did not make it. So that is the Wedding Omen Game.
Okay.
877-591-9696. Now, we want you to call and share a story of something that happened at a wedding. It doesn't have to be a goth wedding. It doesn't have to be the whole wedding. It could be just an event that happened at the wedding.
Yes. Did the priest call the groom the wrong name?
Did the groom call the bride? I, Ross, take thee, Rachel. I mean, Emily, Friends reference.
Did it rain?
Yeah. What happened? And then tell us the story and then allow us to guess whether or not that couple's still together. Again, this is the Wedding Omen Game because why not? It's wedding season.
It is wedding season. And hopefully all the weddings that are happening this weekend have good things.
Yeah. 877-591-9696 is our phone number. It's Moog and Carla Mornings. We want to hear from you and play the Wedding Omen Game. It's B96. It's the Wedding Omen Game, so we want to hear your story of what happened at a wedding, and then we want to know if the couple is still together. Could be your story, could be a couple that you know that you went to their wedding.
Yes, do you believe in signs, and do bad stuff happening at weddings means that their relationship is doomed?
Yeah, is it a bad omen, and does that actually turn into something horrible? Lori and Joliet, so tell us the story, and now this story is about your wedding, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so what went down?
So we decided to get married on our dating anniversary, and we were going to get married at the courthouse, and they only did weddings on Fridays, so our anniversary happened to fall on Friday the 13th.
Ah.
Ooh! Risky,
yeah.
Risky, had to wait a year, girl!
yeah, and we thought, oh, we're so in love, we can beat all the odds.
Okay.
So let's just do it.
So you got married on Friday the 13th. Were there any other circumstances besides the fact that it was Friday the 13th? Because some, like Taylor Swift, would see that, I think, as a lucky thing. Her favorite number is 13. Or were there any other things, elements adding to it, maybe perhaps being a bad omen?
Well, that day it snowed like crazy. There was no snow in the weather forecast. It snowed like crazy. It was freezing cold outside.
Oh, okay. Was this a sign of y'all getting cold feet?
Ooh. Well, let's find out. So, do you mind if we place guesses?
Oh, sure.
All right, Carla, what is your guess? Did they stay together?
You sound happy, Lori, so I'm going to guess that you are still together.
I'm going to guess that based on the call and the fact that she added the detail about the snow, that she tells the story often and says it was a bad omen. So I'm going to guess that it did not work out. But Lori and Joliet, did it work out?
It did not.
Oh, no, man.
How long did you guys stay together?
Oh, it lasted longer than your previous story. We were together 5 years.
All right. I like that.
Okay. That's a bummer, but maybe that is why you sound happy, because you're
free.
In a better place.
Yeah. And listen,
you got it.
If you get married again, do not do it on Friday the 13th, and maybe do it in the spring or summer. I don't know. There's nowhere out there.
Great advice, Moog.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, I thought about that.
She's like, you don't think I wanted to?
Thank you so much, Lori, and have a great day, all right?
Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye, Lori.
Eddie in Ravenswood. So it's the wedding omen game. You tell us a story of what happened at a wedding, and then we have to guess whether or not the couple is still together. Now, I know that Eddie went to a wedding like 2 weekends ago. Better not be that one.
What happened?
So I went to a wedding. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say when it was. I went to a wedding, and during the ceremony, there was a lovely storm that rolled through, and the lights started to flicker.
Oh.
The musician kept going on. We're all just looking at each other like, okay, maybe the power will go on. Maybe the power will go off. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
But about 30 seconds later, power goes out.
Oh, no.
Air conditioning goes out.
Not fun.
And we're all just looking around like, what are we doing? Bridesmaids, groomsmen are pulling out their cell phones with, you know, getting the flashlights out, trying to help the officiant get those notes and stuff. And
that's kind of sweet.
Yeah, it was nice, but we were kind of saying to them, hey, speak up, because the microphone system had gone out, so we can't hear anyone over the PA. So we're like, we're just kind of leering in, and we're all sweating, you know? So
it was hot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was hot. Power went out. There we are.
Power went out. So did they end up getting married fully in the dark, like with no power?
They went through with the ceremony. They had great photographers. They were able to still take video of things without lights, and it turned out nice.
I'm going to say this couple made it. Carla?
I'm going to say that this was recent, so they're still together, but the jury's out for the future.
All right, so Eddie in Ravenswood, in the wedding omen game, did they make it? Are they still together? Did they divorce?
So I guess I say a lot to you guys a little too much too often. This was the wedding I was at 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Okay.
See, I had a feeling.
But wait. It's the wedding you were at 2 weeks ago. Did they make it, or did they already fall apart?
Well, here's where the bride fell apart with me.
Oh.
She came up to our table, was saying hi to everyone else.
And she skipped.
And you know me, Mr. Social Butterfly, mm-hmm. ready to introduce myself to the bride. She bypasses me and goes on to another person at the table. And I just kind of looked around. I looked at my girlfriend and was kind of like, well, what the heck was that? Okay, whatever.
Wow.
So Eddie's praying on their downfall. Eddie's waiting for week number 6.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. Wow.
Well, you know, I guess if it was my wedding day. No, I'm saying yes to everybody because I'm assuming I know everybody somehow.
Yeah, but sometimes you know the person, but you don't know their person.
Right.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm sorry that the bride had zero interest in talking to you.
To be fair.
All good. You know what? Yeah, go ahead, Carl.
Was her wedding.
That's true, yeah.
Exactly. It was her wedding. I'll give her that. That's fine.
Yeah,
I'll probably meet her down the road.
And weddings are always a little bit crazy in that, like, the couple has to go talk to everybody. You know what I mean? In one night.
But you know that. You know that's your role.
Yeah.
So go do it. Don't skip people.
That's true. All right. Thank you so much, Eddie, for playing along.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
You know, everybody understood the assignment
on
this game. Yeah,
it's funny because it's Don't Skip People are also going to tell you a story about your wedding on the radio 2 weeks later.
I know, right? Lesson learned. All right, so coming up at 7:50, we'll have Can't Crush Carla, your chance to win $1,000. It's Smoke and Carla Mornings on B96.